Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 147. The Nearness of Christ to Us. But now in Christ Jesus you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of division between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. How much of Christ are we to have? He will be closer than if he would come in, physically, to this meeting with us every day. The righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Oh, no, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to works. No, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Thank the Lord. Did not Paul strive, says one, and does not the Savior say, strive to enter through the narrow gate? Yes, he does, and Paul tells us how in Colossians chapter 1:25 and onward, the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. What is it that God wants to make known at this time to you and me? The riches of the glory of this mystery. How great are the riches of the glory of the mystery of God? As great as God. Then how can we know them except by the mind of Christ, which is brought to us by the Holy Spirit bringing his presence by faith? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working which works in me mightily. I shall ask the Father to give you someone else to stand by you, to be with you always. I mean the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, for it can neither see nor recognize that Spirit.